Welcome to the audio news from Archaeologica. I'm Laura Kennedy, and these are the headlines in archaeological and historical news for the week of January 25th through the 31st, 2026. Our first story this week comes from the central Peloponnese in Greece, where a newly formed group of researchers has discovered the oldest known wooden tools made by humans dating back 430,000 years. As reported by Heritage Daily, Professor Katerina Harvati, a paleoanthropologist and human evolution expert from the University of Tübingen, Germany, conducted the research at the Marathusa 1 site. Dr. Annemieke Milks, a well-known early expert on wooden tools at the University of Reading, led the team. Marathusa 1 lies on the banks of an ancient lake. Previous research at this site has uncovered stone tools and animal bones. These findings have led researchers to conclude that it served as a location for butchering animals. Early humans from the Middle Pleistocene Age occupied the area some 774,000 to 129,000 years ago. The research yielded two wooden artifacts estimated to be 430,000 years old. One was made of alder, and the other was made of willow or poplar. Wooden objects require special conditions for their longevity. During the analysis phase, archaeologists observed the surfaces of the wood closely and used microscopy to evaluate them in detail. They used specific markings to identify the objects as tools used by humans. This discovery pushes back the known use of handheld wooden tools by roughly 40,000 years. These tools are the first objects of their kind known from southeastern Europe. Researchers concluded that the specimens had served multiple purposes. The tools showed extensive evidence of use for shaping. The tool made of alder was likely used for digging near the lakeshore or for removing bark. According to Professor Harvati, the Middle Pleistocene contained an important phase of human evolution. As early humans then began to exhibit more advanced behaviors and proficiencies. This period also shows some of the earliest uses of plant technology. The journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America published this study. Next, we head to Oaxaca in southern Mexico, where officials have uncovered a 1,400-year-old Zapotec tomb. As reported by Live Science, the ancient tomb, located in San Pablo Huitzo in Oaxaca, dates from AD 600. Officials discovered the site in 2025 after anonymous complaints of looting in the area. The Zapotec people, known as the Cloud People, reigned from 700 BC until the Spanish conquest in 1521. Many thousands of Mexicans still speak the Zapotec language, the linguistic remnant of a once-thriving civilization. At the entrance of the tomb, archaeologists found an enormous owl sculpture. The owl effigy holds the painted face of a Zapotec ruler in its beak. According to Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History, or INAH, owls symbolize death, as well as the power of the Zapotecs. This makes it likely that the painted ruler in the sculpture was an honored ancestor. The tomb contains two chambers connected by an ornate stone doorway. The horizontal slab above the doorway is engraved with calendrical names, an ancient system that matched deities and prominent individuals with symbols of their birth date. On either side of the doorway were engraved images of a man and a woman. INAH representatives hypothesized that the male and female images might depict ancestors buried in the tomb or palace guardians. Inside the burial chamber, murals painted in white, green, red, and blue depict a funeral procession with people holding bags of a tree resin called copal, commonly used as incense during pre-Hispanic Mesoamerican ceremonies. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum announced the findings at a news conference, stating that this Zapotec tomb is one of the most important archaeological discoveries in Mexico in the past decade. Its importance arises from the tomb's remarkable degree of preservation and from the insights it yields about Zapotec funeral rituals, worldviews, and social organization. The site is one of a dozen Zapotec tombs in the area, and it's not the first to suffer looting. An interdisciplinary team from the Institute is now tasked with protecting the tomb while further research takes place there. Archaeologists plan to study additional evidence from the tomb, including ceramics and a small ensemble of human bones. Our third story takes us to Adıyaman City in today's southeastern Turkey, where researchers discovered stone pillars resembling those found at the famed Göbekli Tepe site. The discovery offers new knowledge of the Neolithic Taş Tepler culture, suggesting it spread across a much broader range than previously believed. As reported by ArchaeoNews, the T-shaped stone structures appeared near Kizilöz village following a decrease in water levels at the country's third largest dam. Researchers from the Adıyaman Museum Directorate flocked to the site following a local report that stone objects had appeared along the reservoir's newly exposed shore. They identified the stone slabs and dated them to the pre-pottery Neolithic period, around 11,000 years ago. According to Dr. Sabahattin Ezer, a professor at Adıyaman University's Department of Archaeology, the large pillar-like structures resemble those found in Göbekli Tepe, an archaeological site located in Upper Mesopotamia, about 130 kilometers from Adıyaman. The new pillars are smaller than those found at Göbekli Tepe. The meaning of both sets of pillars is unknown, but archaeologists hypothesize that they had ritual significance. Archaeological sites at Taş Tepler, or Stone Hill, in Şanlıurfa, often include elements like small enclosures or stone slabs positioned around pits. Researchers have already explored several Taş Tepler sites, including Sayborç and Çakmak Tepe. The discovery of the Adıyaman site suggests that Taş Tepler's ancient culture spread well beyond Şanlıurfa into the Euphrates Basin. It also refutes earlier ideas about Göbekli Tepe as an isolated cultural incident, recognizing instead the vast area of shared social and architectural traditions. Archaeologists further hypothesize that the Taş Tepler sites were a series of interconnected ritual hubs rather than single isolated local centers. Museum Deputy Director Mustafa Çelik expressed urgency about documenting and preserving the remains at Adıyaman before water levels rise again. Emergency excavations are currently underway. Researchers expect to discover more structures, possibly including a ritual complex. Artifacts excavated from the site are being exhibited at the ancient city of Per, an archaeological and tourist destination near Adıyaman. These findings reinforce the hypothesis that Upper Mesopotamia was a critical area for human innovation during the Neolithic transition. We end our week in central China, where an archaeological site has revealed remarkably advanced stone tool technology. The discovery challenges the idea that early humans in East Asia trailed behind their African and European counterparts in technological innovation. As reported by the journal ConnectSci, archaeologists performed excavations between 2019 and 2021 at the site of Shigo in the Dunjiangkou Reservoir region, about 900 kilometers southwest of Beijing. Shigo dates from 72,000 to 160,000 years ago. The researchers unearthed the earliest evidence yet in East Asia of hafted stone tools. This type of tool consists of a stone part attached to a handle or shaft. Making these tools requires crafting skills and a focus on improving tool design. According to study co-author Michael Petraglia from Griffith University in Australia, analysis of the site revealed sophisticated tool-making methods. The earliest proof of hafted tools from Africa includes 500-year-old spears. In Italy, discoveries of hafted tools date to about 200,000 years ago. The earliest proof of hafted tools from Africa includes 500-year-old spears. In Italy, discoveries of hafted tools date to about 200,000 years ago. The findings at Shigo counter the idea that early humans there were conventional and lacked the same desire and capacity for innovation as Middle Pleistocene peoples in other parts of the world. According to Jianping Yu from China's Institute of Vertebrate Paleontology and Paleoanthropology, finding this type of tool at the Shigo site shows a high level of ingenuity and adaptability in these early humans. According to Xixiao Yang, also from the Institute, the findings confirm that early people there used advanced technologies such as prepared core methods, in which a stone base is shaped through multiple iterations to achieve the desired end product. They also retouched tools and crafted large cutting tools. These technological achievements likely played a key part in ensuring that ancient hominins adapted well to the unstable environments of China during their long occupation of Shigo. The journal Nature Communications published these findings. That wraps up the news for this week. For more stories and daily news updates, visit Archaeologica on the World Wide Web at archaeologica.org, where all the news is history. Also, be sure to check out our growing subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, at heritagetac.org. I'm Laura Kennedy, and I'll see you next week.
This has been the audio news from Archaeologica, presented by the Archaeology Channel. Be sure to check back with us next week for our next edition. You can spread the word about the audio news by clicking on the Share This link on our audio news webpage, or just by telling your friends. Thanks very much for stopping by.